Hello and good afternoon. Today our journey through the book of Psalms comes to the 94th Psalm, and here we will pause for a few moments. Let's just read the words of the Psalm 94. O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth, O God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show thyself, lift up thyself, thou judge of the earth, render a reward to the proud. Lord, how long shall the wicked triumph? How long shall they utter and speak hard things, and all the workers of iniquity boast themselves? They break in pieces thy people, O Lord, and afflict thine heritage. They slay the widow and the stranger, and murder the fatherless. Yet they say, the Lord shall not see, neither shall the God of Jacob regard it. Understand, ye British among the people, and ye fools, when will ye be wise? He that planted the ear, shall he not hear? He that formed the eye, shall he not see? He that chastiseth the heathen, shall he not correct? He that teacheth man knowledge, shall he not know? The Lord knoweth the thoughts of man, that they are vanity. Blessed is the man whom thou chastenest, O Lord, and teachest him out of thy law, that thou mayest give him rest from the days of adversity, until the pit be digged for the wicked. For the Lord will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. But judgment shall return unto righteousness, and all the upright in heart shall follow it. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers, or who shall stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence. When I said, my foot slippeth, thy mercy, O Lord, held me up. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee, which frameth mischief by a law? They gather themselves together against the soul of the righteous, and condemn the innocent blood. But the Lord is my defence, and my God is the rock of my refuge. And he shall bring upon them their own iniquity, and shall cut them off in their own wickedness. Yea, the Lord our God shall cut them off. We know that God will bless the reading of his word to our hearts. In this psalm, David introduces us to a concept which we have already touched upon when thinking about some of the other psalms, but it is a concept which some people today find rather unpalatable. The subject is vengeance. And yet the psalmist makes the case very clear and very plain in this instance. He says at the very beginning, O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth, O God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show thyself, lift up thyself, thou judge of all the earth. So God is described as a judge, and he is described as one who exercises vengeance. Now, whenever we use the word vengeance in relation to God, we must not have the idea that he is as a man, a low-minded man, who just wants to get even. That's not God. God is not filled with the hatred that men have. He is not filled with the jealous thoughts that men have. He is not filled with the bitterness that men have. But he's the judge. And the judge has a job, and that is to execute vengeance according to law. What type of judge would turn a blind eye to wickedness when the wickedness comes before him, when the criminal comes before him? Should he release him and let him go free, or should he exercise justice? The task of the judge and the task of the law is to exercise justice. And here in this psalm we see a God to whom vengeance belongeth. I know the Bible says God is love. I have expressed that many times in these broadcasts. And God is love. And God's love is seen in Christ who died for us. But yet there we also see the vengeance of God. Because our sin had to be punished, had to be placed upon his only begotten Son. Christ had to take the guilt of our sin. He had to take our place. He had to experience the vengeance of God for me. My sin had to be dealt with, and so had your sin. So the love of God does not mean that God is not just, that God does not punish sin. Of course he punishes sin. We can even see that in his love. We can even see that in those wonderful words, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. And so it is important that we have a sense of this doctrine, that we understand the importance of this doctrine. The Lord is also a God of wrath. Vengeance belongeth unto him. John Milton, the famous English poet, he certainly had a clear understanding of God's vengeance. He heard about the massacre of Protestant families at Piedmont in northern Italy in the 17th century. He wrote about it. And as he wrote about it, he based his remarks upon the Psalm 94. Avenge, O Lord, thy slaughtered saints, whose bones lie scattered on the Alpine mountains cold. On that terrible occasion, whole Protestant families were wiped out, exterminated in what can only be described as ethnic cleansing. But Milton knew that God would deal with the perpetrators of that terrible sin, and he made his appeal to God. You see, whenever David was writing, and no doubt whenever Milton was writing, there was a sense that the wicked were triumphing. The wicked were having their day. Because in verse 3, David said, Lord, how long shall the wicked, how long shall the wicked triumph? How long are the wicked going to triumph? How long is this going to go on for? And then he committed himself to the judge of all the earth, who would deal with the sin of man in his own time. It is true that those who are wicked, those who are sinful, and those who do bad things, they have their day. And there are times it seems that they have all their own way, and the cause of righteousness does not seem to flourish. Perhaps you feel like that today. Perhaps you feel like that in your own life. Perhaps you feel like that when looking out at the state of our country, and you feel depressed and even despondent by it all. We can commit all things to the judge of all the earth. You see, people may escape the punishment of the courts. People may escape natural justice, but they will not escape divine justice, because this judge is perfect. In verse 9, David said, he that planteth the ear, shall he not hear? He that formed the eye, shall he not see? He that chastiseth the heathen, shall he not correct? He that teacheth man knowledge, shall he not know? The Lord knoweth the thoughts of man. Nothing is hidden from him. Evildoers may be good at concealing their crimes, covering up their tracks, but God sees, God knows, God cares, and God has all the evidence. Whatever sins you have committed today, God has the evidence. The courts of the land may not have the evidence. The police may not have the evidence. But God has the evidence. And you may escape the justice of this state, but you will not escape the justice of God in eternity. But yet when David talks about the God who sees, he talks about God reading our thoughts. It's no crime to have evil thoughts. It's whenever you put those evil thoughts into practice, that's where the crime comes in. But in the eyes of God, evil thoughts are a crime. They break his law. And you'll be judged for that as well. And you might say to me today, who then can escape? Are we not all condemned? It is true, we are all condemned, because we are all wicked. We are all unprofitable. We are all unclean. We have all sinned and come short of God's glory. This is why we need the love of God in Christ, who died for us that we might be saved. So even as David talks about the God of vengeance, and while that might comfort us in relation to wicked people that parade in our society, it also challenges to look into our own hearts and to see ourselves as God would see us. And we all need to be saved. And there is a great salvation in offer. And Paul said, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? Because of our sinfulness, there is no escape if we neglect Christ. Do you know him today as your Saviour? I thank you so much for listening.